The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Thank you very much, Silence the Voice. It is a glorious Tuesday. Hot. Going to be good. We're back in it. It's the summertime. It's what happens. Stop acting shocked. Here's some fun. We have to announce a local hero. And it is on Michael Jackson's 10th anniversary that this story means a little more. This kid is everything I wish I had the courage to be when I was 20 years old. Because I was 20, I was bartending, I was kind of, just kind of going day to day, getting my cash at the end of the night, spending it on what I sold to a bunch of alcoholics during the day, and then starting the process all over the next day. I was kind of tires in the mud, as they say. Going to school, but nothing really was going on. Had I had access to what this kid has access to and the courage, I would have loved to have been him. A 20-year-old man from Chandler calls himself, his name is Carrick Bryant, goes online, probably much to his father and mother's chagrin, where they scream, "Go get a job, Carrick, come on." But he poses as a 15-year-old boy on websites, gets pictures from weirdos and says, "Meet me over at the mall," and then him and his friend show up with the cameras and they do pedophile catfish, and it is awesome.
He's doing his own To Catch a Predator.
Awesome. And there's no legality to it. He's just exposing these people on his website, which they're like, it's risky. It sure is risky because you're publicly shaming and humiliating someone and calling them a pedophile. If you're wrong, then – but he's not. I mean, the guy shows up. He's right. Immediately when the dude shows up, it's like, I was right, because he lets him like talk to him for a while. And then he's like, what do you want to do? I'll do anything. And they start talking dirty to him. He's like, I want some pictures. They send pictures. So he keeps this chronicle of the pederast. And then he's like, meet me over at the Target on, Chandler and 48th Street. And so he's like, okay. The pedophile shows up, and he and his buddy are there with cameras going, dude, are you here to meet blah, 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 whatever kid name it? Yeah, I am. That's because you're a pedophile, and here's some pictures, and the guys are running and scrambling around. I'm like, great work. If I had kids, I'd use them like this all day long. Where's the father? Your boy is bait because he looks young. He's twinky, kind of, he's small. So he's kind of like, if he sent pictures of himself, you'd think he might be 15, although I don't think he sends pictures of himself. Pretty great stuff. So I'm proud of you, Carrick, and I want him on the air. I want in is basically what I'm saying. I want in on this. I want to be part of this. Brady, you and I can't pose as 15-year-old boys anymore. Not like we could last year.
But it's a whole new world in the internet.
Sure, we can pretend on the internet, and I'd be great at it. I would be great at it.
Hey, you could have a fake profile.
Yeah, but I don't want to be the old man. I guess I could. I guess I would do it.
Wasn't Shaq doing that stuff for a while?
Oh, yeah, Shaq was posing. But was he at the reveal party? Yeah, that's what I want to be part of. I want to be there for the reveal party. I want to be at a Target in the middle of the day, standing in the parking lot, and just there he is. There's the guy. He's walking in and just go, hey, dude, I know you. Excuse me. I'm here for teen boy sex. Yeah, that was me. And I just to see their faces. But then a lawyer and like the news guys are like, it's so dangerous. And the cops are like, it's so hard to arrest people for this thing. So many things have to go right. And I'm like, I think he's doing everything perfect. I think it's perfect. Because technically,
it's an awareness campaign.
Yeah, if it isn't something you can arrest him for, at least publicly humiliate them. I think that's pretty great.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's a phenomenal thing. Anybody that knows they're sending their wieners via photograph to a 15-year-old boy should be on the internet somewhere being laughed at and pointed at. I think that's perfect. And if you're dumb enough to fall for it, as a pedophile, you're so horned up that you're willing to drive over to the Target and Chandler and stand outside the Dr. Pepper machine. And then it turns out you were wrong. You deserve that, too. So, Carrick, I admire you, Carrick Bryant of Chandler. And for God's sakes, I want in. I want in so bad. Just tell me next time we're having a paint party, and I'll be there. I will be there. We'll set up a little room at my house. You guys can come over. You'll be like Nev and that gray-haired guy he's with on Catfish. And we'll do like unnecessary stuff. Oh, he's doing great work, and the reveals is the reveals are a little weak. He's not as verbally abusive as I think I could get. I think I could silver tongue those a little better. But
you see the under the 20. Picture, a dating app geared to the LGBTQ community to meet them in Chandler at places like the mall and Safeway.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's Safeway
Grindr. He goes on Grindr.
Sure.
And he's like, you like teens? And I'm like, sure. Yeah, oh, yeah. You want to go to a place that's kind of innocuous and calm and, like, normal. And that way everybody's like, oh, okay, let's go. And nobody's really looking for that kind of behavior. So a Safeway, a Target, you know, any sort of, like, anything that's just completely everyday normal. That would be the place to go. That's where I'd set it up. Because it's like, it's safe at Target. There's not, what bad can happen at a Target?
But awesome. On Grindr, don't they, wouldn't they make you be 18 or older just to even fill out the thing? Or just
and then you'd have to be on the grid, too, don't you?
You can lie on that. There's no, like, there's no, we'll get back to you in a couple of days, see if you're a member of Grindr.
It's kind
of
like when you go to those beer websites and you got to put your date, your birth date in.
All you have to do is 21 years worth of math. And then all of a sudden you're getting free hops at the house and stuff. Yeah, it's easy, but it's great. And anybody against this, I am against as a person. Because there are some people who are like, well, I don't like that you're doing this. What if that's an innocent man who just got confused?
How could it be?
How do you confuse that? The second I know exactly when I'm aiming my phone at my penis, like all the intentions are lined up for me. There's no accidents from that point forward unless I hit the wrong button and send it to Brady. Sorry about that, by the way.
Are you on Grindr, Toledo? Or are you looking for him?
I was looking for Carrick Bryan. He said he posted the videos to his Twitter page.
Yeah.
So I was trying to
He's got him
videos.
Up there. But the news got hold of it, and I think he's a hero. He's a local hero. And they're like, it's vigilantism. Some of the police guys were a little upset because they have to be in case one of these guys goes nuts and then Carrick gets into a, you know, an altercation at the Target with a guy who's got nothing left to lose. But basically all of them do the same thing and just cover their face and start running around in the Target. And it's pretty funny.
Yeah. They're not going after him.
They're not doing a thing. They were wrong. Now, it's not like he's wandering up to anybody who looked at him sideways and goes, pet her ass, get him. It's not that. And then you get a lawsuit. But these dudes are showing up with the intention of banging kids.
He says they send inappropriate pictures. They just go really into detail about what they want to do to these kids. And it's disgusting.
Yeah. And he keeps them.
That's what I don't get. How can you not, like, how do we not have a law or something that you can do something when they're sending pictures like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, because it's to an adult. I mean, the technicality legally is you'd sent it to an adult.
Oh, because he really is an adult?
Because he's not, yeah. So you can claim. Your lawyers would say.
Because that kid is lying about his age.
It doesn't matter. Your lawyer would just say, just pretend you knew. Say, I knew what he was up to. I was just playing along. That's it. You can't prove it otherwise. Hmm. And, you know, I sent it to an adult. That's why all those Catch a Predators on NBC had to stop because the girl they were using was 20 years old. And they're like, well, he wasn't talking to a minor. They were just role playing.
So we have to use real minors?
You have to, yeah. That's why I wish I had, that's the only time I say I wish I had children. I would have a full bait farm. I'd have those kids trolling out. I'd have like fishing line tied to their waist. And when one started to get grabbed, I'd reel them in real
Not
fast.
A nibble.
And I'd pop out. Yeah, I'd pop out. And like, ah, the kid's just like, whoa.
Might be a little scarring for the child.
No, he'd be a hero. He'd have the time of his life. Like daddy son time would be unbelievable. You want to go out trolling, boy?
I sure do, Dad.
Let's catch us some petter ass, boy.
Well, Toledo could do it with his.
Yeah, his kid's okay. Mine would have hot pants and like rainbow tank or halter. Just kind of like weird stuff. Oh. You know, I'd bait him.
Here it is.
Yeah, here's the videos. These are great. You got to plug them in here. So they caught another one, and this one put up a fight. This
That's
Chomo.
The guy?
He calls him Chomos. This Chomo's name is Zach. Couldn't get the license plate. Who the F?
Zach's out.
Yeah.
This you came to meet a 15-year-old boy offline? Where are you going? Let's have a chat, bro. Came to meet a 15-year-old boy offline, bro. Hey.
Isn't that great?
Let's talk, bro.
And he met him at the mall in Chandler.
Where are you going?
Oh, yeah.
Home. Oh, that would be... Can you imagine...
Leaving evidence?
God, I wish I was there that day.
I know. I want to help him. Can you imagine... Oh, this guy looks creepy.
You can't
meet a
15-year-old boy offline?
Dude, what are you talking about?
You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking
about. Oh, jeez, you can't say that. Garrick, watch your mouth. You're a child, for God's sakes. I love this guy. I love this guy, man. This is my guy. This is my petter ass chaser, right? So that's great stuff. I just wanted to point it out. When I saw it on the news and I read it and the thing, I'm like, this is getting it done. If we can't get him arrested... Using sting operations because you can't use underage kids, so legally you can't do it. Let's just publicly shame them like the good old days. Now that's making America great again. I mean, we did it to Kevin Spacey.
Oh, wow. He outs him completely.
You know?
He found his name and everything.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I won't say it just in case because I didn't do it. But I would like to be part of it so I could.
And I'm not going to retweet it either.
No. Don't put it out there just in case. Because we're not in on it. But once I'm hired by Garrick, I found what, by the way, I just found what I want to do with my retirement. This will be all I do. Oh, he's screaming at him in the parking lot. I didn't watch the whole video, but can you imagine?
There's a couple of different
Can you
videos.
Imagine? First off, the drop from euphoria as you hop out of your Kia Rio and walk towards the walk towards the mall thinking this is it. And it's summertime, so the kids have, you know, all day. And you walk out of your Kia Rio.
Look at him. They're going all the way in the parking lot.
He didn't park close either. That was going to be a long walk with that boy.
He screwed up.
Yeah. He lost his car.
Yeah.
Where did I park?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Or maybe he doesn't want to go buy his car.
Yeah. Well, he couldn't get his license plate. So, but the euphoria he feels walking into the food court, then he runs into the camera guy. And then, I mean, I can't imagine the drop in your body when you realize, oh, God, I've been had.
Yeah, his stomach is flipping around.
Right it
now.
Is like the nausea you feel Uh-oh. From that. Uh-oh. Scuffle. Uh-oh. Scuffle. Scuffle. Now, you can't take it this far because then you're assaulting.
Yeah.
Well,
that's harassment.
He kind of went.
Yeah, he has attacked. To start it, but you did follow him. You were stalking at a certain point. But did he lose a flip-flop?
Provoked him.
He lost flip-flop. Oh, yeah. Watch the videos. This kid's great. I'm a fan of yours. I admit it wholeheartedly, and if you'd like a person with you at all times, I would more than gladly be the. There's my Jeep anyway. Look, I'm right there.
You were there. Oh, my God.
My Jeep's in the parking lot. Holy cow. I was right there. Damn it, how did I miss this? Yeah, I think it's just something I want to be part of.
I wonder what he's yelling.
Oh, well, you got to watch
it. What
could
he possibly be yelling?
A lot of curses.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. You guys did this to me. You talked me into it. It's
that
just
guy
great.
Could be on the edge. Somebody better check his apartment.
Well, that's the thing. You got to watch for weapons, and you could be creating a shooter and all the stuff after. But let's be honest. We like this. What we did here was all good, and now you can keep an eye on that guy. And, you know.
What's worse, that this kid actually gets a hold of a 15-year-old? Or
exactly.
The fact that he's shamed?
Thank you. Toledo, you've nailed it. Exactly. Now everybody can see it. I highly recommend looking at this guy. So Garrick, what's his name again? Garrick? Forgot it already. My hero. Garrick Bryant.
Bryant.
Yeah. I would recommend they don't continue following him the entire
time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, they take it a little far. But they're kids.
Like
they're young.
One time.
They're 20 years old. Yeah.
They're not the brightest.
Here's the other thing. Don't follow anybody back to their car.
No.
That's where the weapons are. I mean, he was there to pick up a 15-year-old boy, and more than likely – get rid of the evidence.
You got your pictures.
You got your pictures.
You got your confrontation.
Hero. He's my hero. Yeah. But I would, you know, and maybe I would bring a little of the, all right, here's guys, it's fun.
Because you're older, you know.
I'm a little more spiced seasoned, you know. I'm going to go, hey, let's not follow him all the way back to the car. One of the things you learn at reactdefense.com is that you've got what you need. Let's not follow a second fight here. We got everything we've got. You go to his car and you can end up shot. So. And then afterwards, after the video, they post the conversations that they've been screen capping with this guy. And it's basically, that was the dude. I didn't see his face.
What can we do for $40 at the mall?
Yeah. And then he talks about his pee-pee size and all sorts of stuff. So it's pretty great. It's a good on you, kid. Good on you. I'm proud of you.
I thought I could pick you up and we could go to my place since it's like across the street.
Oh, now we know where he lives?
Yeah. Well, they know. They've got all the info they need, but he hasn't done anything yet. And the dangerous thing is now under surveillance, the cops can't really go over there and start bothering the guy. He technically has not done a thing wrong yet, but public shaming is a great idea. It does create problems, but like Toledo said,
people in the square all the time.
Exactly. What would you rather do? Let him just go until the minority report says he's going to do it, or you know, try to piss him off. And if he starts to snap, we've got an eye on him. In the
vigilante
first.
Justice.
I like some of it. I like some. I do. I don't like taking it into your hands all the time. In these situations where there's these weird little like doors open for the bad guys and you can't really close them.
It's what superhero movies do.
That's exactly right.
Create vigilantes.
And what is the number one thing we go to for entertainment in the form of billions of dollars? Superhero movies. We love vigilante justice. We don't mind if an entire metropolitan area is destroyed if they get the guy. Nobody ever looks at it and goes, man, that is billions and billions of dollars of damage to Gotham.
But
we got him. Don't worry about it. We'll rebuild the MetLife building. We got him. We got the guy. And we blew up the entire sewer system as well. I don't know if you knew that. And when Bane was down there, we I mean, that,
yeah, that was pretty bad.
Up badly. Gotham Gotham had a sewer problem.
That whole stadium collapsed.
Oh, for ages. And imagine if, just think about that, if all of a sudden a bad guy was, I mean, we have a problem with the Phoenix Police Department kicking the dude in the legs who was an actual criminal. If he was hiding out in a UPS and they took down the entire stadium, and like, we got him, and walked out, and everybody's like, heroes, great job, gang. Why did you destroy the entire Cardinal Stadium? There's a bad guy in it. We tore it apart. You guys like that. You pay $18 every time that comes out in the theater. We should do it again. So, Garrick, I'm proud of you. I'm not a big fan of millennial names, but this guy said, see, he, I knew this was a thing.
Yep.
I knew I wasn't the only one. It says, how big is your wiener? And the guy says, as big as my phone, which is exactly what I do.
Well, that's the fake 15-year-old is saying, as big
as
my phone.
Cool. So any pics? I don't take pics like that. Cool. In person, then? Says the weirdo. Yes. I'll show you my phone-sized wiener in person. I wonder if Garrick got that from, because I was talking about, like, I wonder if
he listens.
I wonder if he's a fan. Because I was just talking about how I measure my penis against my phone once I found the 8S was 6 inches
and
long.
And you measure it up, right?
Oh, yeah. The tip's out. I felt great about myself. It's, you always question your measurements with tape measure or, like, stuff like that, because you've got to bend. The phone, if it just, oh, the guy's, he didn't, I didn't expect his abs. That might be Photoshopped. He looked a little doughier in the mall parking lot.
He did look a little doughier.
He looks a lot like a friend of mine named Brian. I don't like this at all now because these photos are making me think of my buddy. Yeah, he looked a whole lot less in shape than that photo. Huh. Anyway. You're a hero to me, Garrick, and I think if we can...
They're about the same age?
Was that guy about 20 also?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I just think that the good thing about this is that it's a nice way to use the internet, finally. Something we can do that's positive on the internet, which is shame weirdos. I like it. And it's, you know, he's got to stop saying, here's two things that I would tell him as a, I want to, you know, maybe I'll, this is my future. That guy was great. My future may be consulting future vigilantes, the young ones, because he's making a couple mistakes. He keeps mentioning Grindr as the place he goes for the pedophiles. I'm like, you can't do that because you're going to get the LGBTQIA. They're not going to be happy at all that you're using their happy website for this kind of stuff. You can't keep bringing it. Say, I use websites. I use dating apps. I use this and that because you don't have to be gay to be a pedophile, and that's what people are going to get out of it. So first off, Garrick, let's go down that road. You got to stop using the specific brands. It's like saying I use Heinz ketchup to catch pedophiles. Somebody at Heinz is going to get upset. You can't have that. I use certain websites. You can't follow them around the parking lot. Certainly don't take it back to the car. You don't want to chase them because then you're going to get shot at or killed.
Yeah, that's a tough one because if that ends up being, you know, this is where I – the hotspot for me on this particular website, then maybe it helps the website figure out a better filter, right?
No, you can't.
Because you can't.
You just can't. You can't single them out. It is a well-known gay dating site, so you just it's too targeted. It's too risky, Brady. You know that.
I think the whole thing's risky.
Oh, it's risky. I'm saying it's too risky from a legal standpoint. The whole physical risky thing, you knew that going in. But as far as like Grindr getting pissed at, you don't want that either. And then you don't want the gay community after this guy gets caught in the Safeway and he starts walking away from him. It's pretty great. This dude's face. Oh, I can't. I think it's because I get such a kick out of butterflies. Like, I'm one of those people that likes butterflies. Like, when you're about to go on stage or, like, a big crowd and the butterflies hit you, I get a kick out. Evidently, people hate it. I think it feels phenomenal. I can't imagine what that guy's going through. And I absolutely love it.
You want to talk?
There's the Safeway. Plus, you're a millennial.
You don't want to talk, sir?
Who films phones sideways with you? You're a millennial. You know better than this.
Where are you going? You went shopping? What do you need to get?
So you stop right here.
Yeah.
You got him.
You're a pedophile, bro.
That's it. There you go. End of video. And then roll credits. That's it. No need for this guy. Might go back to his machete or his crazy gun or his bow and arrow. You don't follow him any further. You stay in public. You got your job done. You release the video. And I'll gladly support you and, you know. We'll talk about your page like crazy so it gets more push.
You need to find out what Lerner and Rowe has to say about this whole thing.
They're fine. My dream is...
No. I mean about...
I know. They're fine. Let's not bring in law. My dream is to be somewhere and go, I saw you on Garrick's website. Oh, no. That's the goal. Proud of you, son. This is the guy that sent the pee-pees and stuff, didn't he? Yeah, there's so many of them. So I like it. I like vigilante justice. I like. We haven't had that in a long time. I think Bernard Goetz is the most famous one, and he ended up shooting a bunch of bad guys, and he almost they almost turned him into the worst guy. Oh, that guy's tugging. There's a picture of a dude tugging. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's the monster you invite if you go into this, John. You're going to see all that stuff. Yeah.
Most of them are cowards, though.
Not online, they're not.
No, that's it.
Oh, you'll get lots of D's.
Oh, you'll get tons of D's. I'm talking about in person.
Oh, yeah.
They don't
want
to be exposed.
Yeah.
It's odd how exposed they plan to be online, but they don't want to be exposed in public. Yeah, you live in the apartments by Safeway? The neighborhood behind it. Okay, let's meet at McDonald's. I can't wait to see you. And he makes it super clear that he's a sophomore in high school. Oh, my God. Would you be interested in at all maybe a BJ or a handy? I just want to make sure. I'm Brad. What's your name? Boy, that's an opener. Usually it starts the other way.
Yeah.
I'm Brad. Would you be interested in a hand job? But no, he reversed the system. What does it say? I've never done that.
Coming out firing.
Yeah, guy says, my friends call me Jay. I've never done that before, though. You throw innocence at him. God damn it, I want to hang out with these kids.
Whoa.
The good ones. The old ones. Yeah, no, that didn't sound good, did it? That was bad. That was bad.
I'd like to meet you, John.
I
want
to spend
Holmberg.
My entire day with these children and just sex pedophiles.
Let's wait edit a minute. That
wait,
out,
hold on. No, no. Yeah. I want to be with these. I want to get my camera out and hang out with these kids all day long and talk sex.
That's all
I want to do.
Brady and I have lots of clips in that system. There's a good one
That's fine. And I'm proud of it. I stand by it. I want to get a 4K camera. I want to go out there. I want to hang out with children and talk sex.
Oh, look at all this material.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. People always say, what are you going to do? They say to me, because I'll say, like, I don't know. 5 more years of this seems like I'm pushing it, you know? You get 5 more years of the radio show, and I really still like doing it so long as that keeps going. But, you know, maybe find something else after that so I don't, you know, wear out like some of these, you know, older guys that just keep showing, you know, the prats of the world. They just can't let go. Retirement is ego. I say that all the time. Retirement is ego. I talked to my dad about it the other day, and he won't retire. I'm like, why? And he goes, I don't know. What would I do? And I'm like, just be. I mean, just haven't you done enough? Well, I mean, I wouldn't be important. Well, yeah, you would. Why wouldn't you? I'm like, I can't wait. Retirement is relevant to ego. It's the thing about if you can't find anything to do, you're just feeling kind of trapped in your own importance. Just let go. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, you know, think that I'm necessary to an entire thing going on. That would be very presumptuous of me to think that something can't continue without me.
It's odd for your dad because he loves hunting. Like, just hunt more.
Well, that's the thing. He's got the perfect gig. He's got like
it allows
150 weeks off a year. And he's, you know, so I guess I would continue taking checks if they didn't make me work.
Yeah, I wouldn't retire.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. If I'm him, I understand what, but his. You know, and I
because
talked
you
to,
probably still like it.
I've talked to Tripp about it, and he goes, I love what I do still, and I don't know what I'd do without it. Like, I think it's an irrelevance factor that I don't have. But I do want to try to find something to do. I think I found it. I think this is it. And in the next 4 or 5 years, they're going to get really good at that. I don't want to arrest anybody, or I just want to humiliate people as I go into my golden years.
You could buy an RV like Brady and then have, like, a command center.
The pedophile RV chaser. Like storm chasing, only dicks and kids.
It'd be sweet, have it set up outside the mall.
Same thing. No one uses the bedroom in that RV.
It might be
meet the RV.
It might be tough. Up. It might be tough to get a company to wrap my RV with the words "dicks and kids" on the side. But
that's all they see when you're pulling up at the meeting place.
Oh no! It's the incredibly famous Dicks and Kids RV, and I'm going to be on it. And I would treat it like candid camera, like my friend. Look over there. Is a camera? Look over there. You're on Dicks and Kids. Oh, come on, really? You're on Dicks and Kids. I'm your host, John. What do you think? What's in your head right now on Dicks and Kids? Garrett got you, didn't he? He got you good. You thought he was. How old do you think he was? Good, leave me alone. Come on. It's fun. You have that wacky music in the back. Dicks and Kids. Just treat it like candid camera. Make it more fun.
Today we're meeting a guy.
You guys are going to love today's show on Dicks and Kids. Garrick really nails this guy at Safeway, and then the van pulls up. Wait till you see his face when he sees the Dixon Kids RV. The famous Dixon Kids RV, brought to you by Ben and Jerry's.
This does sound fun.
Yeah, see? We can make it fun.
He needs to scrub his account a little bit.
He's got some weed on there. Oh, he might be a complete douche.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he's doing the right thing. Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate him. I don't want to play anymore. What's that? He looks like the busboys in the movie Waiting.
What the hell?
Oh, he's going through some phases. I think his parents have money.
He's a white middle-class gangsta.
Is that him? It didn't look like him in the pictures I was looking at. That's got to be from like a Halloween party or something. Because he's such a pleasant boy on the news. He was such a likable.
Does the necklace say
Tom? That's him. Yeah,
he was kind of changing his.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, he's acting right on the news channel.
Mm.
That's him in his true wild form.
I don't like it. We're going to have to work on it. We get an image consultant, too.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to be on Dixon Kids, you can't be someone people hate.
He thinks he's Coolio.
Sorry, Garrick. The Q scores came back, and the audience doesn't like you. They're actually siding with the pedophiles. You've got to be a presentable person for this. You can't be a hateable douchebag. Then the pedophiles look like victims.
Yeah, you have to find a...
Yeah, no, stop it.
More clean-cut version.
You have to be a normal guy that everybody can side with. I'm taking Dixon Kids over. Dixon Kids is a fun, happy show. I can't go hanging out with DJ.
Tight run.
Yeah, DJ Jazzy Trevor over here. That's enough. He's probably got a Sublime tattoo on his throat.
Oh, no.
Oh, B-Rad.
Oh, boy. If you wanted to be my Dixon Kids host.
What's wrong with
you? Anyway, I do want to do that. So if he's around and he wants to get hold of me. I'm here, man. Email me, Holmberg@98kupd.com. I don't want to hear from all you people who
everybody
think...
Everybody wants to know what his Twitter is.
Yeah, I know. You can tell him.
All right.
Post the Twitter page. That's not wrong. Just don't post a, you know...
Maybe you could talk to him about cleaning up a little.
Yeah. Hey, look, you're doing good things here. Let's...
John, there's one out of Canada called Creepy Catchers. It's hilarious because they always say, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. What's up, buddy? Well, I just want that Dixon Kids van to roll up and then the wacky music. A candid camera for pedophiles is the dream. Creepy Catchers is pretty good.
Smile! You're on Dixon Kids.
And at the very least, if it became really popular on TV and stuff, at least pedophiles would be less apt to get online and start doing this stuff with the fear that they could be on the show.
That's why I never understood why they stopped to catch a predator. I get that
it was illegal.
How is it illegal?
Because they were setting them up and then humiliating them on national television when they technically had done nothing. So,
well, then what's the difference from this?
Because it's some kid's website.
Although in the article, the cop says that, you know, he is opening himself up to lawsuits.
Well, only because if he's wrong. If you look at the article, they say it on the news too. If he's wrong and the guy wasn't there for that, but that's, you know, he's got all the evidence. So he's got it figured out. He's not arresting anybody at the end. He's not.
Because you never know. At the mall, someone thinks that this dude comes up to you. Are you here to meet a 15-year-old kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Mainly the sting. The sting was legal in to catch predator because they were arresting him at the end. So it was an illegal sting is what everybody was getting off for. It was like.
The arrest at the end.
But yeah, if you don't arrest him.
Couldn't they just change the format?
Oh, they could have, and it would have been great. Yeah, they could have, but I think
back on the air.
Look again, NBC's worried, and all the big money's worried, and sponsors were worried that if something went crazy wrong, and they goofed, and then
all we really need to do is shut down Ohio and Florida.
Yeah, it tended to be the case.
Catch a predator.
We were in Columbus that night.
Never saw so many Buckeyes hats.
The man drove from Tallahassee to Akron
overnight
with rubbers and alcohol. How you doing tonight? Is your name Conebone 69? Maybe. Why? Why are you here along with all of NBC?
John, I'm a CPA, and I would love to do your financial statement because I just can't wait to get to the part for mergers and acquisitions.
Right.
Dixon Kids.
Dixon Kids, Inc.
Yeah, set up that LLC now.
Give me a little period and a comma there.
I got to start on it.
It's my side venture called Dixon Kids, Inc.
Another one says... John, borrow Brady's RV and restripe it.
Oh, yeah.
Richard and Sons on the side.
That's the stuff. Richard's hot sons. I'm in. Yeah. There's nothing better. And then, you know, interview some, you know, you have some vignettes in between catching with Dixon Kids. You have some vignettes. You go to jail and talk to some chomos in jail and go, come on. Tell us what this is. Tell us, like, what the feeling is when you get caught. I mean, you know you're wrong. I mean, what are we dealing with here in society? And you try to have those moments, and then you go back to Dixon Kids.
Maybe you could team up with Pete Townsend.
No. I think he was up to something else. I'm not trolling the website for children.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. He was going after some people.
He was trying to show how easy it is to get kids online. He was acting like a grown-up trying to bait kids in and go, look how simple this was. It's like, no. It's backwards, Pete. You're doing it backwards. Oh, my God. You are CSI. So on the anniversary of Michael's death, although I wish I'd have never seen that picture of the kid with the cornrows. That's someone I can't get along with. Garrick, you're my 20-year-old hero, and I never thought I'd say that.
Yeah, you can't say that. You haven't met the kid. You might get
along. I like what he's doing. I think I can work with him. He's still just a mushball 20-year-old. Clearly, he's got no identity, or he wouldn't be dressed like that.
You'll be the boss.
That's exactly right. I'll be the one funding Dixon Kids.
See, I don't know about the name.
The name is sounds unforgettable, Eric. That's branding 101.
This is
that is unforgettable.
Creepy catchers out of Canada, and they put up a big warning before their videos.
Yeah. All persons portrayed are considered innocent, and they have to do that because there's TV money to sue for. You're just doing it around your house and stuff.
So there are all these internet shows about this?
I'm gonna start
watching.
I know. The internet's better than you thought.
I find the following video disturbing. Right, viewer discretion is advised.
All right, we got it. You're subhuman dirt, now we all know. All right, this is going to be cussy. I don't like this guy either. Is that him? Oh, this is the pedophile.
Okay. No. Yeah? No, what? No. Explain yourself. Do you want to talk outside quietly or you want to talk here? Outside? All right.
Oh, he's willing to talk to them.
Wow.
Well, this should be interesting.
It's Canadians, John.
Yeah, that's true. They're very friendly pedophiles up there. The Great White North.
Sure, let's go outside, buddy.
Sure, right. Let's go out. Go outside, talk about how you want. I thought you were a kid, right? You fooled me, eh?
Thanks.
So do you or do you not have like a 7-incher? Because that's what you said, right?
Why are you here to be an underage child?
Nothing said to wrong.
Pardon me?
I nothing said to wrong something.
How old is the girl you're here to meet?
I don't know. He's a...
You know, 14
Build the wall.
No, I don't know.
He's 14 years old.
Job. Drove up from
You've
Ohio.
Been all the way up. From You went from Mexico to Ohio.
That is an Ohio accent.
The two worst places ever, then all the way to Alberta. Just for a child.
Did you know Canada doesn't even have a wall?
No, you don't know. I drive here from Jalisco for underage sex.
That's a long drive. Yeah,
you know how many kids you passed along the way? This is a waste of gas. Anyway. His carbon footprint for raping children is unbelievable. He went all the way from Jalisco to Alberta. I mean, he could have stopped in Texas or somewhere along the way, grabbed himself a child there, but he didn't. I give it to him. He's ambitious.
Got one at the Tim Hortons in Vancouver.
Of course. Everybody's at Tim Hortons in Vancouver. The worst place for a pedophile to be is at the donut shop. That's where all the cops are. Anyway, great stuff. So, Garrick, fix your hair. Start getting normalized, and we can make some money on this. I'm going to be a pedophile catcher consultant. I can help you. The last thing you can do is be the douchebag host of this. You'll make the pedophiles look like good guys. You have to be lovable and cute and nice and seem to have an agenda. None of that cornrows and weed and those hippie glasses that you had on. You look terrible. Knock it off. No, you can't be yourself. No, shut up. No. Why can't I? Because you can't. Because you're looking at you, you're unlikable.
Just like my dad.
Exactly. Your dad's right. It's the reason you don't have a job and you can do this. It's because nobody wants to hire you. You look like a douchebag. Now knock it off and get out there and let's catch pedophiles and doll you up. He's not a bad-looking guy, as he does that garbage to his head, makes himself look like Coolio. Anyway, I've got a plan for Dixon Kids now. My retirement is set, Brady. What are you going to do?
Looking at all sorts of options.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. You going to maybe join a gym?
I've been out, rolling the town.
I'm playing, John.
Checking out some memberships.
All right, well, there you go. Well, good luck with that. I hope it works out. What's on the big board of musical treats? Oh, we're going with the other thing.
Yeah, Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Looking to buy or sell a home, please hit up our website. Our beautiful website done by my wife. She kills it.
It's really easy to do. You shouldn't spend a ton of money on that. People will tell you.
Your wife should get into that business.
Yeah, she should.
It's easy. It's easy. People tell you, you got to spend so much money on a website, and half the time they don't listen to you. Just do it yourself.
We got a brand new single from Killswitch Engage, Unleashed. Dixon Kids Unleashed.
All right. This might be our theme song. We may be looking for it tomorrow on Rock Wars. I think that's going theme song to my new Dixon Kids show. God, it's going to be great if that kid will listen. I have a feeling he's going to be kind of cocky.
What?
He's 20.
Come on.
I'll do it myself, bro.
You're not going to make any money.
Why do I need your help?
You just do. Trust me.
It's 72 hours. I got 5,000 Twitter followers.
And then you would watch every biopic movie of, like, you know, Straight Outta Compton and all that, where that one guy comes in, The Wire, and he just stands and, you kids are good, but you need some help. You know, that one weirdo that comes in for no reason in all those movies that just kind of shapes them for just half a second and gets a lot of credit. You're out of control. You need someone like me.
You can help us?
He's a lizard, dude. He's a lizard guy. He just lost his Jackson Chameleon. Oh, yeah.
Well,
Rest in peace, buddy.
So Brady might get along.
Sorry for your loss.
Exactly.
I can talk to him.
You would not enjoy this at all. You can't be part of it. I don't want you going, come on, I don't like this. I don't need some wet blanket at Dixon Kids.
It's 100 out. Do we have to keep following him?
This is, I don't know. It seems dumb.
Brady's a great defender. He'll come up with some reason to defend the
counter. I don't know that he did anything.
I'm not sure. He made a good point there.
We were the ones asking the questions.
Get out. Get him out of here. God damn it. Garrett, are you braiding your hair? Nobody's listening. Dixon Kids, we're shutting it down.
The behind the scenes would be great.
There's another one, new profile pic.
Christ, this kid's hard to deal with already. Is that him?
Yeah.
God damn it, Garrick.
Some heavy rope.
I can look at him and tell you right now, he's been playing his divorced parents against each other for the last 12 years.
Easily.
He gets everything he wants.
He's used to stirring the pot.
Yeah, he is good at this. And I think this is that time when you're like, you're looking at, if you could get a time machine and go back and talk to 20-year-old you, I have a feeling this wouldn't be too different than going back and talking to 20-year-old John. I would have done dumb stuff like that with my hair, too. I used to dye it different colors all the time. It was dumb.
Idiot.
Just the face of the perp when you come rolling in there. I'm John Holmberg.
Just smile.
Dicks and Kids.
Yeah. there wouldn't
like
be
Chris Hansen would identify Brady. Himself.
I wouldn't identify myself. The truck would do all the work. I'd just hang my head out the window and go, like it's an ice cream truck. What do you need? What do you want today?
Oh, man, Dicks and Kids.
And then a little crowd would gather and point and laugh. The whole goal. The kid's getting it done right. Got to hand it to him.
Station identification.